Speak Up and Mr. Adler have been denied the right to use the public forum created in cable television by Hillsborough County's ordinance and also guaranteed under the First Amendment, because the Board of County Commissioners has decided to eliminate the funding and terminate the contract for use of that channel capacity.
Now, David, as you know, today, October 1st, is the first day of the new fiscal year budget, where the county was going to cut off the $355,000 that they previously were to owe the Speak Up Tampa Bay. Does that get affected at all by this lawsuit?
The purpose of the lawsuit is asking the court to keep that funding in place while the court has time to hear all the evidence and consider all the legal arguments for requiring that the county continue to provide access to the general public to cable TV, just as it has provided access to its own propaganda, if you will, on government television, as well as the people that whose message they like, which is the educational television.
You certainly mentioned the fact that, there's other channels that the government controls that they are funding to some extent. But isn't it their purview, their right as county commissioners, and they look at different programs that need to be – obviously, a lot of programs have been cut or dismantled to some extent because of these budget cuts. They've voted on this, and they voted a majority to say we're not going to do it speak for public access. That's just the way it goes in these budget decisions.
Well, that's what I expect them to argue. Actually, the county, I think, has been planning this move for a number of years. Since we previously tangled with them over some speech involving, sexual content and so on. What's on public access television these days is it's the only place that people can go have access to other people's television sets in order to give criticism for local government. If you watch public access television, it's full of not only people with religious programming and community programming and all sorts of wonderful things that benefit the community, but also there are many people that get on there and are very critical of the way that our county commission is running our government in Hillsborough County. And it's not just on issues of speech, obviously. It's on issues of environmental protection. It's on issues of budgetary importance. For example, there's been a lot of talk about how things are being cut back, but if you take a look at the county budget, you'll see, for example, that there's another, over the next 2 years, there's another $1.8 million being spent on the Tampa Sports Commission. There's another several million being spent, projected to be spent, on the Tampa Visitors and Convention Bureau. Okay, what would have been spent and what should be spent on public access television is just a fraction of the more than $2 million that they spend on government access television. So there's no shortage of money there. What there is a shortage of tolerance of the a majority of the county commission, and it's not all of them. We got 3 votes last time around. But a majority of the county commission obviously doesn't want to be, footing the bill for or voting for a forum where people have a chance to criticize them and do, in fact, criticize them.